For 30 years, University of Massachusetts Minuteman Marching Band Director George N. Parks has spent his summers teaching high school musicians the leadership skills essential to being a drum major. His Drum Major Academy, or DMA, is now held at many locations around the country, but the one held each year on Parks' home turf in Amherst, Massachusetts, is considered drum major mecca. Amy Mayer visited the Super DMA this summer. She has this report.
Ask the high school participants, the college students who volunteer, the staff, and the parents who send their kids here what sets the Drum Major Academy apart, and you get one resounding answer.
Mr. Parks. George Parks.
George M. Parks.
George Parks.
George Parks and his reputation.
Well, welcome to DMA 2007. Well, that's pretty meager.
Hundreds of teenagers sit on the pavement in front of the UMass Fine Arts Center wearing t-shirts, shorts, and flip-flops. Some are enrolled in the Color Guard, mobile percussion, and regular marching band programs, but the majority are here as drum majors. George Parks wanders through the throngs of students wearing a headset microphone.
How many want to be drum majors so you can find that little freshman, the one that's struggling, the one that doesn't know if he wants to stay in band, and you can help give that person a great experience? Okay? You're all lying, by the way. You want to be drum major because they announce your name. They say, drum major, is your band ready? And you think, my band.
The flip-flops are gone by morning. Students wear sturdier shoes to march on the asphalt parking lot. Here, they hone their ability to listen to commands and respond with precision. Every day includes an individual march-off in which all the students begin marching together. As kids misstep, they are eliminated until just one person remains standing. But the spirit of cooperation and group learning tempers the competitive drive. The program encourages students to support each other. Melanie Frith will be a senior drum major at West Hill High School in Stamford, Connecticut this fall.
George Parks talked to us in the beginning, and he had a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of jokes, and, you know, first when you get here, you might be nervous. What's this going to be like? Are they going to, you know, be mean to me? But he was really enthusiastic, and it was really helpful to get you into it the first night.
Band members, flag twirlers, and drum majors alike all say their training with Parks enhances their high school marching experience and their lives. Heidi Sarver, now the director of the University of Delaware Blue Hen Marching Band, works summers with the DMA. As a student, she transferred from Penn State to work with Parks and became a UMass drum major. She says Parks' personality sets the tone.
We do 10, 11 other workshops around the country where he's there for the beginning, or so for about the halfway point, and then leaves. And certainly the dynamic does change when he's gone. The philosophies are intact, the teaching methods are intact.
Sarver says marching band is the vehicle for teaching life skills, such as fostering good group dynamics and recovering from mistakes. In the parking lot, each student practices leading a squad of six through a marching routine. Every day, a competition identifies the best squad. As groups are eliminated, they whoop and cheer from the sidelines for the others. College marchers help students evaluate their progress and decide what to work on. Volunteer Kate Bertelli, a UMass drum major, says the meticulous instruction sets the DMA apart from other summer programs.
First off, this is an academy. It's not band camp.
Rather, she says, it's a focused training for band leaders. Here they learn how to teach and motivate their own bands. Bertelli first attended years ago as a high school student, then enrolled at UMass. She returns every summer.
I keep coming back mainly because Mr. Parks is just phenomenal. It's one of those privileges to work with Mr. Parks. He's one of those guys that, you know, like a figurehead, Queen Elizabeth kind of thing, but he's a real person that you can actually go and talk to. And, for example, like right now, he's giving a starred thought, and just his insight on so many things really makes me think.
So here we go, starred thought. You never get a second chance at a first impression.
Parks says his starred thoughts stick with the students. He recalls a former drum major who's now a doctor.
He, you know, goes to accident sites and he massages hearts and that sort of thing. And he called me one summer and said, George, I want to come back and teach Drum Major Academy. I said, Scott, you're a doctor. You know, what are you thinking? He goes, I had 7 gunshots come in last weekend. And as I'm sitting there trying to figure out how to make everybody survive, all of a sudden I started hearing, starred thought, you're at your best when things are at their worst. Starred thought, you can never give up. And he said, George, I need more drum major starred thought so I can be a better doctor.
On On the camp's final day, the percussion students, the color guard, the band, and the drum majors all file in and perform for their families and friends. The best squads from the daily contests compete for top honors, and then a final march-off teases out the single best marcher in the group. Parents are thrilled with the experience their kids have had. Riza Dre's daughter, Nicole, will be a high school senior and drum major in Warren, New Jersey this year. This is her second DMA, but her mom says it won't be her last.
Last year she went to the Drum Major Academy at Westchester, Pennsylvania, and she's actually going there again next week. The academy is fantastic.
When they're assembled and facing the audience, Parks congratulates the stiff rows of perfectly positioned students for enduring an intense week, and he implores them to pass on what they've learned.
Find that freshman and give them the best experience they've ever had. Details ready. And now, for the last time, you have to hear this from me. Detail attention! See you again. Have a nice life. Drum majors, band, and color guard, order, park.
One, two.
And now when I have you fall out, just once, perhaps, could we see a little enthusiasm? Detail. Follow!
Pandemonium ensues as the kids relax and celebrate. Parents swoop in for photos. Tyler Salmon, a woodwind player from East Hampton, Connecticut, led the squad that won the final competition.
I was confident while I was doing it, but if you saw when I presented my arms, my hand was shaking every time that I did it.
He says this is the only day his group made it past the semifinals. Beyond the glory, though, he says he's taking home this lesson. Remember that the band is good, even if you don't always think so. For Only a Game, I'm Amy Mayer in Amherst, Massachusetts.
You're listening to Only a Game.